AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The fire chief in New York, Joe Nigro, says his crews got to the top of the AXA Equitable skyscraper quickly. A helicopter crashed.
We were able to put water on the fire quite quickly. Unfortunately, we did find a victim with the helicopter.
The men considered the pilot is dead. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror. And there is no ongoing threat to New York City based on all the information we have right now.
The helicopter was flying in heavy rain in airspace that is supposed to be off limits. On Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee today was John Dean. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The last time John Dean testified before the House Judiciary Committee was July 1974.
During the impeachment inquiry of Richard Nixon.
Dean was Nixon's White House counsel and says the Watergate report was a roadmap for congressional investigators. There's a similarity with the Russia report.
Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
Dean was the star witness again as Democrats opened hearings aimed at getting more attention on the Mueller report. President Trump's dismissing Dean as disgraced and a sleazebag. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House, President Trump talked about the Mexico trade and immigration deal.
Sad that when you think of it, Mexico is doing more for the United States as of now than Congress and then specifically the Democrats. They have to get their act together.
The Boston Red Sox say former player David Ortiz may be flown back to Boston as early as tonight. Ortiz was shot at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic. Red Sox manager Alex Cora says Ortiz is a strong guy.
They talk about superheroes without capes. And he's a superhero without cape. That's the way we see him, you know. So he'll be okay.
Wall Street, the Dow finished up 78 points. This is AP Radio News. 25 years later, O.J. Simpson says his life is fine.
He seems like a happy man.
That is the AP's Linda Deutsch. It was in 1994, O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, were murdered. Simpson spoke to the AP's Linda Deutsch, and he told her his life has entered a new phase.
O.J. Simpson is the most positive person you will ever meet. I think even when he was in prison, he was positive. I've talked to him about that, and he just tells me the good things. He said that he is determined that he and his children will live in what he calls a no-negatives zone.
Simpson told Linda Deutsch there will be no interviews about the killings.
He said, I don't know why anyone would think that I would want to talk about the worst day in our lives.
O.J. Simpson's televised trial lasted nearly a year and became a national obsession. He was acquitted by a jury in 1995. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.